Blog Good morning, Talk everybody. Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Coach Chanel Budd, and I'm here with Selfless Love Talk. Today is going to be different. We are stepping into a season of season number two. And so this is going to be an open forum of topics. I wanted to speak on what the world requires. What is it that the world requires? So it was intriguing because I am a life coach, and I wanted to go ahead and start implementing the skill sets that I have and start to discuss some of the things that need to be addressed within our world. How can we help one another? How can we, you know, be a light in a world where it's so dark at this point in time? How do you bring somebody who is hopeless to having hope again? And it's very important. It's something that's been on my heart all my life since I was a child. And so I'm going to start really emphasizing self-awareness, self-love, spiritual awareness, self-care, love, and accountability, not only for myself but for others as well. In order for us to actually be the change we want to see in the world, we have to actually act on that and be a role model of that. And it starts with you. It starts with me and those who have hearts of love. And I want to also really, really explain another aspect of being very, very careful when I say that, you know, we are to go out and be the light in the world. We also have to take and adhere to the fact that there will be people who do not want that light. And in those instances, all you can do is plant a seed. And it's something that you should not, you know, continuously want to ponder on with the person if they're not willing to receive the word or receive the encouragement or receive the light. But to do it in love, in empathy, in compassion, to understand where they may be in their life. And so for me, what I would do in that aspect, it was just say, you know, you are beautiful, you are important. Just little teeny seeds, you know, God loves you and so do I, a smile, a nice kind gesture. It could be someone who's homeless, who hasn't had anything to eat. If you're in that type of environment where you see something like that, you know, grab a breakfast sandwich and just hand it to them. They may not ask or beg for anything, but if you see a need, you know, and you're able to fulfill the need in a kind and loving way, then do things like that, because those things change lives. Those things and those gestures actually show that this person is being acknowledged, no matter whether they're in a dark place or not, because a lot of times people end up going into dark places, isolation and things like that, from rejection, abandonment, you know, not feeling worthy of themselves, having doubt and things like that, or even fear. Fear can actually draw you into like one of the deepest, darkest places that you would never imagine you would ever be. So that's one of the things that I really wanted to talk about today is, you know, what is it that the world requires? Have you ever wondered what can be done to make this world better? Do you reflect on where you are versus where you could be? How can we contribute to uplifting one another? That is the question that I want to everyone to resonate on this this week and in the rest of this week going forward. How can we contribute to uplifting one another? And so I'm going to actually go into scripture, because that's one of the things I like to do as well. And so I'm going to 2 Chronicles 7:14. And here I'm going to be touching on one of the verses within this chapter. And so let's go to, they give you a lot of different standard versions and international standards. So I'm just going to go ahead and do an international standard on this. So when my people humble themselves the ones who are called by my name, and pray, seek me, and turn away from their evil practices. I myself will listen from heaven. I will pardon their sins, and I will restore their land. And so in today's world, this is one of the most important scripture to reflect on and to also share with those within the world, because this brings the change that we are praying and hoping for. If we would just turn from our evil practices, the Lord himself will listen, and he will pardon our sins and restore our land. So that's one of the ones that I wanted to touch on today in regards to the topic that I'm on today. And so I'm going to read also Exodus 15 and 26. And he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. So there are things in the Bible, specific things that we can actually go to help us get better understanding of what it is that, we can ask of the Lord when we need help. So if there's people that we're trying to uplift or train or guide, you know, and things like that, go to the Lord's word, because it will actually give light onto what it is that you're supposed to say or how you can help someone. And there are sometimes that you can just pray, ask for their name and just pray for them. Put them on a prayer list and continuously pray for that person's change if you can't connect with them personally. And so basically that's my morning topic. And I will again be asking for others to join in as they can. This is a new date and time, so I understand that some may have not been able to get to us as fast, you know, this morning. But if there's anyone on the line right now that would like to speak or have any questions or anything that they would like to add, please go ahead and do so. You're welcome to do so. So I see someone else reiterate a little bit about what today's topic is about. So today, the question at hand is, what can we do to make this world a better place? What is it that we can do to pour into other people and uplift one another in our daily lives? This world needs positive, influential, encouraging people, and not only for the world, but for each other as well. And so in this day and age, we do need to have, you know, strong people who have a will and a love for others. And so that's what this topic is about today. And I went over some scripture in regards to what I'm saying. So one of the scriptures was 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, and I read off and it states, and my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And so, again, I was just, you know, touching on that and just explaining how important it is for us to collaborate, discuss these issues. You know, if there's anybody who is listening that has, resources or referrals or needs resources or referrals, feel free to speak up. This is an open forum. We are here to help each other. And I'm hoping that, you know, what you all get out of this is to have some change and some inspiration and encouragement in your lives, and to know that you're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there is hope. There is love and there is faith in this space. Do I have anyone that would like to speak at all? I have eight previous lessons here on my show, And I would like for you all to go ahead and take a dive into them if you hadn't heard any of them. The content that I discussed was chapter 1 through chapter 8 of Selfless Love Lessons. And that you can obtain through ebook or also the actual paperback book at Amazon. And that is Selfless Love Lessons. Author is Chanel Rose Budd. And that's R-O-S-E-B-U-D-D and or Chanel Budd, B-U-D-D. But, yes, that's where I got that content from. So if you would like to have it in your hand, that's the way you can go ahead and obtain it. But I did go through 8 lessons of literally going through what it means, holding you all accountable for some of the questions and the things that you needed to take note of. And I think it was you know, from the feedback and everything that I've gotten from all my listeners, it was life-changing, you know, and it actually helped to open up some of the things that, you know, you need to look at for yourself and as far as accountability, not only for yourself but in your relationships and you know, in your daily life. So that's all I have for right now. I don't really have anything else unless there's someone that would like to chime in. I had this scheduled out for 45 minutes, and I'm not trying to rush this program, but, you know, that's the content I wanted to share for today and allow everyone to collaborate. If you have something that you would like to discuss, please feel free to reach out to me via email, and that is going to be CoachChanelB@gmail.com. And I have a website, and that website is MondayMorningClientServices.com. And you can reach me on Facebook also, and that is at Transform Me Chanel B. So please feel free to reach out to me. We can go ahead if you would like to have a guest of your own come on and collaborate with me. I'm welcome. They're welcome, and I'll welcome them in. But again, thank you all for listening. I really greatly appreciate your support. I would like for you to share this with guests and friends and family. Let's make this go global, because that's what we really need in this world, is for everyone in the world to know that there's a place that they can come in and they can ask their questions, they can get the encouragement, the uplifting, and everything that they need to continue on. You don't have to have a title. You know, there's people who have titles and they're hurting. There's people who do not have titles and they're hurting. So this is a place where we lay down our mask. The mask get put aside, all the titles and everything like that. You know, it's not important. This is a place where you come in and you're literally being transformed for just being who you are. This is Chanel Budd, and I'm going to be ending the Selfless Love Talk now. Everyone have travel and mercy and grace if they're traveling. I pray for everyone to have the covering through their day, their week, their months, their years. I pray for everybody to heal. If there's healing that needs to be addressed, I pray for healing for everyone or anyone who is listening or have family members connected to them. Have their needs met. If there's someone struggling financially and just need their needs met, I pray that they will have their needs met. I don't know what your needs are, but the Lord does. And so I pray that your needs will be met. I also pray that if there's anyone struggling in their positions and they don't know where to go or what's going to happen next, I pray for them to be led by the Spirit. I pray for the doors that need to be open for them to be open and the ones that need to be shut to be shut. I pray for those that are seeking to have someone come in and step in and help them get the support and the guidance that they need in their lives. If there's just that one person that they're reaching out to or asking the Lord to provide, I ask that the Lord provide. There are so many different things that people need in this world, and some of them you would never even understand. So I pray if there's anyone in partnerships and they are lacking a person that needs to be in that place, I ask that the Lord brings the person that they need, that it's going to be the Lord sent person into that place. I pray for everyone to continue to have hope, have faith, have peace in their life. Speak it over yourself, because whatever you speak over yourself is what will translate into your life. It transforms from what you speak out of your mouth. So the more positive you speak, the more positive your life will be. I just thank everyone for attending. God is good, and he's doing some powerful things. If there's anyone that would like to speak, please do so. If you have any questions for me or you need me to catch you up on anything, I will. But if there's no questions, please listen to the replay. God is good. He is a blessing to all. You all are a blessing to me, and I wish to be a blessing to you. So I'm going to go ahead, and the show is going to end now. But I wish you all a great day today, a blessed day. And please reach out to me. If there's any questions, concerns, or anything like that, please reach out. I know I keep reiterating that, but it's important for me to receive the feedback, the reviews, or anything that you all need. I mean, it could be a topic that you want to discuss and you don't know, you know, where you can go to open up and have that discussion. You can do it right here on Selfless Love Talk with Coach Chanel Butt. So everyone, you have a blessed day. I'm going to go ahead and the show is going to end now.